from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a rookie season in the books now, and half the year in the NHL, half the year in the American League. What do you kind of take away from this experience?
Yeah, honestly, it's been a blast. I just had so much fun being both in the NHL and then AHL, playing playoff hockey as well. I had just so much fun meeting so many guys, playing under different coaches. It was definitely a great experience, and yeah, great first year too.
Did you feel the difference between the tail end of the regular season here and then the pace of play and the intensity of the play when it came to the postseason?
Yeah, it definitely seemed like it was ramping up, especially, Buffalo, where like team was ramping up there. And here as well, I think there was just, there's obviously lots of games that could have been playoff games, and we had games where we had to battle, like overtime games. They're really tight games. Each one was something you had to work for, and obviously our division too was super tight, so it made the playoffs seem longer than it actually was, right? Like playoffs, I mean, it was round one, but it seemed a lot longer. It seemed like we were playing a lot longer than
What did you learn about yourself this year?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I think you talk about hockey wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I had a lot of parts of my game where I was like, I developed. I feel like confidence. Like, okay, I can play at this level, and it was my first year of professional hockey. So I think just seeing the potential I have on the ice, and I think just even learning about my routine and what works best for me, and how much time I should be investing on the ice and off the ice as well. I think that was a big part. My character on the ice was able to even grow, learning to play and encourage teammates, play, and also listen to coaches too. I think there's there's lots of great things I took away there that
What do you think was the biggest challenge becoming a pro?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. I think, let's see, I might have to think about that one a little bit. I would say showing up at the rink and being consistent with it was definitely a challenge. Like, you're in the rink six days a week, right? And you got some weeks you got games on the weekend. Obviously, in NHL, there are games spread throughout the week. I think, I think being able to manage the time, manage the load, even the mental side was very, very challenging at times. Like, you're playing in new cities, you're getting moved from team to team as well. So I think that was definitely challenging, but at the end of the day, I think it was such good growth too, an opportunity to really develop my character through those challenging times. And yeah, obviously not every game is perfect, and not every game you win, so there's challenges of those too, like the wins and losses and ups and downs kind of. So yeah.
You played the half the years we talked about in Buffalo. Are there things that you can already identify in terms of what you need to do, some off-season objectives to make sure that next year you're a full-time Sabre?
Yeah, I think there's obviously, as even thinking during the year, I'm like, man, there's so much I can work on. There's so much I see in my game that has potential and that needs improvement too. So I think, like, even just like watching the NHL level, seeing guys who consistently show up and, you know, produce a lot of points, you're like, okay, how is someone doing that that much, like that consistently? I think there's so much to learn there. And yeah, honestly, I was just thinking like, oh man, I gotta, like, not that I can't do this in a season, but it's like, man, when I get home, I wanna, you know, shoot pucks or work on mobility and like stretching, just a lot of stuff like that, like, you know, take care of my body, get stronger. There's just, yeah, there's a lot of things that you kind of look forward to in a summer with that.
Could you have maybe some more conversations with your dad about how to find that level of success?
Yeah, he's very helpful, like during the year, just reaching out, even like he watches mostly all my games too. So just like getting advice. He didn't want to be too, you know, like, there's coaches here, so yeah, I don't think he wanted to be too much of a coach on me. But I know, like, he sees the same thing, like he sees the potential that I have, and he sees areas where I can improve for sure. So I think it'll be good this summer where I get to actually, you know, be with him instead of over a phone call. It's tougher. So
you talked about shooting pucks in the summer, but when you're not doing that, what else, in California or elsewhere, any vacations, any fun plans?
Let's see, I like going to the beach. It's probably one of my favorite places to be on the earth. I like Minnesota. It's a great spot. Summers there are a lot nicer than the winters. So just probably head there a few times and, yeah, be back and forth, just seeing friends, hanging with my family, getting outside in nature. So, yeah, excited for that. Definitely should be fun.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.